You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Marianne, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. You know, it's one of those things where we see something new, and I always want to reach out to the company just to understand it, how it works. And in this product, I guess, the Bodometer, how long has it been around? And can you tell us a little bit about this thing?
Absolutely. So Bodometer has been out in the market for about a year, a very interesting year, I would say, probably.
Yeah.
So we actually started selling it last March, which is right when everything was starting to shut down for COVID. So it's been around for about a year, but it's starting to pick up speed a lot more in the last, I would say, few months. We just launched a totally new app experience that comes along with the Bodometer. But for people who don't know what it is, the easiest way to explain it, it's basically a Fitbit for your bow. So think of it as a sensor that goes on your bow. It's a small product, about the size of maybe a AA battery, and you mount it on your bow. It doesn't leave any damage. And we built it so that we can kind of let your bow speak to you. And that sounds kind of silly, but the idea of it is what can we do with data if your bow could talk to you? And how can we give feedback to people that can help them sort of elevate their archery experience and really have fun with it?
Sounds cool. Now, yeah. So from what I saw, the videos I saw, it looked like, and I haven't used it. I know you guys sent us one. I have it here. I got it. When we get together, finally, we'll start playing with it. But
yeah.
So what it looked to me when I was looking at the video and trying to understand is it counted the shots. So I understood that part. But then another part of it looked like it almost gave you a score. And I didn't really understand how it's scoring or how it knows like where you hit. Is that what it's calculating?
So yeah, there's a ton of different people think it does different things. What it's doing is it's looking at your movement for your shot of your bow and your body and how you're interacting with your bow. And it's giving you a number between 0 and 100. low isn't bad, high isn't good. It's just a number. And what you're trying to do is get that same number over and over again. Because if you do all the same movements, if your equipment's doing the same thing, if you're doing the same thing with it, you'll get the same number. And that's really where consistency comes from. It has nothing to do with where it hits on the target. Yeah. It's okay. More about you and the muscle memory of you and your bow, because you already know where it hits, right? You know where you were aiming, you know where it ends up. So us telling you something about that isn't really as interesting. It was built initially when we started the company, we were looking at just making a digital shot counter, something that can help you sort of track your mileage on your bow, I like to say. So, you know, people were often saying, you know, I wonder how many shots I got off those strings, or in between tune-ups, things like that, or how much they're practicing to know, you know, when was the last time you even used your bow? Sometimes you're not sure. So we were starting with that, and with the sensors that we had to put in the product to do that, we were like, we could do so much more with it. But what we're trying to do for people is make it fun, motivating, challenging, interesting, but in a really simple and not super techie way, because I think a lot of the joy of archery is kind of disconnecting from technology, from your phone, being outdoors and having fun. So it's got a screen and buttons on it so that you can actually see what's happening real time in a really easy way. And so the way we did that was one number per shot. And if you do the same thing every shot, you'll get the same number. If you do something different, you'll get different numbers. And that's really the core of that consistency part of it.
I would say that I did see a video of a person using the app, and it looked really, really well done. Tell us about the app a little bit. How's that part like come into this, and how Absolutely. Are people using that?
Yeah, I'm super excited because we just put our new app out in April of 2021. Initially, we had an app that just kind of showed you your information and gave you a little more feedback. This new app has been designed and collaborated with the community of archers who've been using the product for the last year. And it's meant to be, again, fun and exciting. The nice thing about Bowdometer is you don't have to use the app in order to use the product. So whenever you take your shots, you don't have to be connected. You can go and connect later and all your shots will download and the information will be there. But the app is focused on showing you your history. So seeing sort of over time, how much have you been shooting, and kind of having fun with some statistics around how many total shots you've ever taken and things like that. But it's also meant to help you challenge yourself and challenge and compete with your friends. So we've got leaderboards on there. So you can connect with friends and see who's shooting, how much they're shooting, who's shooting the most each week. And then the new features we'll be rolling out over the summer are focused on achievement badges and having mini competitions with your friends virtually. I think now more than ever, people are kind of missing that experience of getting together with their buddies and shooting and having fun. So we're trying to take that sort of range lifestyle and maybe extend it so it can be sort of global for people.
So cool. That's just I'm watching the video.
I was just gonna ask, can you compete against other people kind of like with the Fitbit? So that is pretty cool. I would definitely be losing right now, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm actually winning. I just put up a story on Instagram. I'm winning this week. We have like weekly leaderboards, and I'm never on top, but I think it's because there's a bunch of archers that are kind of off on competitions right now. No. So that's the only reason I'm winning.
So this product, it looks like from the video I saw, and I'll show it on the podcast as well, but it looked like it attaches with like a quick attachment, and it looks like it can come off as well. Is
Absolutely.
That how it attaches?
Yeah. I know people listening to it won't be able to see it, but what we have is, and I'll hold up for you guys to see. It's an injection molded mount, and this is like a hunk of plastic that you can either screw in with a 5/16 screw, or it comes with self-fastening straps, so you can strap it on as well. So it doesn't damage anything. You just want to have it somewhere tight on your bow, and it doesn't matter where it is, because again, the idea is the sensor readings are constantly going and it's calculating what you're doing. And as long as it's in the same spot every time. So I'll just pop one on for you here, but the bowdometer itself just simply clicks in and it's on. And then when you want to charge it, you can just pull it off. Okay. So it's really easy to use. Again, we're trying to keep it really simple for people. Even the tech-averse 70 plus men are able to use it. And I'm not digging on the men there, but I'm just saying we do have people in that demographic who are using it and can use it easily. And even if it's just counting shots and having fun with getting some instant feedback, shot over shot, and having fun with it.
How long will the battery last generally?
So between 8 and 10 hours of active shooting. So it really depends on, like, we have high performance athletes who use it and they'll have to charge it every couple of days because they're shooting 400 shots at a time, twice a day sometimes. But for me, like for me, I'm more of a casual shooter and it lasts about a week for me. Just depends on how much you shoot and how often you do it, but it does charge pretty quickly. It can charge in under 2 hours. You can set there, leave it overnight if you want to. But yeah, it is the one thing where it's a bit of a behavior change for shooters to have to pull something off their bow and charge it up. So it's something that's different, but the battery lasts, I would say, pretty long. It's a rechargeable battery. It's pretty small and lightweight. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like the idea that you compete. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people, and especially now. And then, you know, especially with the social app part of it, because then you can, you know, actually shoot on your own and someone else can shoot somewhere else. I can challenge people in different states, different countries, whatever. Yeah. It allows for a lot of different flexibility, I think, with that app. So that's a great idea. I think it's smart. And I also love the idea of the, to be able to compete. I think that's really good. You guys can even do like leaderboards, you know, from the nation, right? You can do a ton of stuff like that. Probably that would be pretty sweet. So now, is the app an extra cost or does it come with it, or how does that work?
No, the app is free to use. And again, you don't even have to. So if you're not a smartphone person or a tablet person, that's fine. You can use the bodometer on its own. You can do a lot of the basic functions right on the device. And if you don't care about connecting and competing with other people, that's no problem. And that's kind of the nice thing. We don't want to change how people are practicing and what they're doing while they're doing their shooting time. So but the app is free. It's on iOS for Apple, as well as Android and the Google Play Store. And then what we've done for people who want to dive deeper into their shots, because we are able to store all the raw shot data for all your shots if you use the app, we've actually created what we call an open source platform, which can get really techy and complicated, but at a really high level, any other app or anyone who writes software can write their own software and use that data from their bow however they want to. So whether it's, you know, you want to build an app that simply tracks how many shots you've taken and pops up an alert that says, hey, I've taken this many shots, I need to take it in for a tune-up, or I need to do this or service it. Shops could do that. They could sell a bodometer with every bow they sell. I mean, right now the industry is going crazy, especially new people coming in and picking up bows. They can sell this and bodometer can grow with them as an archer. It gives value to their customers, but it also gives them a way to say, hey, bring it back in after you've done 1,000 shots. And they'll actually know when that is, which is something that right now people never really know how much they shoot because you don't really track it. Even if you write it in a notebook, you're not really keeping track of it. But by keeping it fun and light on our app and free, the idea is, you know, you can use it as much as you want to get sort of whatever you want out of it. It doesn't have to be only for high performance athletes who are shooting 500 shots a day. So we've partnered with other apps. There's an app called Artemis that at least the Canadian national team here uses and a lot of the European teams use. And it's going to use live bodometer data to show like your live angles and see, you know, Are you canting the bow when you shouldn't be, and do a lot more of that deep dive analysis that some people really want. But some people, including myself, I just want to have fun while I'm shooting. And that's what I'm shooting for, is just, you know, the league nights and the hanging out with friends sort of aspect. So I don't care about that deep dive stuff. And so our app is more aimed at social and fun. And, you know, let's just keep people motivated, keep people challenged and connected.
I was just thinking how it could become a standard, because like Kelly Blue Book for bows, you know how many shots of injury use bow. It's gonna have just to start coming required built into bows.
Oh yeah, there's only been about 10, 15.
It's like how many miles on a truck.
Yeah. Well, we've chatted a lot with bow manufacturers too. You guys, I think you guys are Excalibur fans, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they're just down the street from us, we're in the same town. And you know, we've chatted with them and other people about, you know, can it tell you when something's been dry fired versus not dry fired? And absolutely it can. Can it tell you when something hasn't been shot in a really long time? Yeah, all this data is available. And it's just a matter of what do people want to do with it and getting people's minds thinking about tech in a way that is different than I think they probably would have thought about it 5 or 10 years ago, because tech has come a long way and it's a lot more accessible now when we're talking about like high tech electronics than it was back then. So some people think of an idea they could solve with tech and they go, oh, it's going to cost $1 million and take 5 years. Like, that's not where we're at right now. Things are so much more advanced now and more accessible to people to solve problems using tech if they want to. And it's all about, you know, what can we do at Bodometer to help people be able to use tech in a way that's not scary or intimidating, or in a way that doesn't feel really big brotherish or whatever way people want to use it and that can ease into it without having to invest a ton of money and time to build something custom.
Yeah, I think the tech is, it's all come a long way. We've a good example for us has been trail cameras. We started with some of these online trail cameras, and today, now we work with Reveal, and it's been a night, it's like night and day. Like, text comes to our phone instantly with a deer on it. You know, it's unbelievable how much
all you got to do is scan a code.
Code. It's so
the first ones we had were taking 2 hours.
It's like literally night and day. So, I mean, that part of it, absolutely. The tech part has been such a change in the industry. And also, I actually had a conversation earlier today with the guys from the Hunting Public. We were talking about social media and all that and how much that has changed. And as you know, that together, you and I have been on TikTok a lot, going back and forth with videos, trying to understand the different platforms as we go, because that's what's happened. You know, since we started back in 2009, it was like just Facebook, and it was just, I don't even think Instagram was a big deal then. It was just Facebook and it was just forums. And that has slowly evolved to YouTube, everything. And, you know, then it moved to like, you know, all these other ones, Instagram and TikTok. Well, TikTok now, but then Snapchat. So it's been an interesting wave of tech. And I think that it's never changing at this point. It's only going to keep going. And things like this product will end up being a standard inside of a bow as we go. I mean, honestly, it's going to end up being something like those lines. Now, did you guys build this app yourself, like in-house? Or how does that work?
We did. Yeah. We've got a team of developers, really small team working away, and a really kick-ass designer who spent months and months last year just talking to archers to say, you know, what would you want out of it? And then we've set this up so that it's actually got our open platform built in. So anyone who has the app and a Bodometer could write their own software to do whatever they want with the information, which is something that's, I don't think, really normal in the archery industry, but it is a really normal thing sort of in the tech space. And what we found, obviously, the people who have bought our product first are the really tech people who like to geek out on stuff, high-tech electronics. So a lot of them actually are, you know, they're software developers or they're statisticians, or I just talked to a computer science PhD student from Belgium who wants to do some really cool stuff with shot timing. So we just want to give people access to data if they want it, to do what they want to do with it. It doesn't have to be anything if you don't want to do anything, and that's the beauty of it. But yeah, this app, we have in-house developers, and our product has a screen and buttons on it, which means it does most of its processing right on the product itself and then sends it over. So it's already, you know, you can already know when a shot's taken because it's done right on the device. You don't have to worry about trying to take data and figure out when that happens because we've already done that. We've done all the hardware type work for it. And then apps are a totally different thing. It's about the size of a AA battery. It's I just put it down and now I don't know where I put it. All right, there it is in my hand. But for most people who can't see it, it's like a AA battery. And yeah, the electronics, if you want to see, are just tucked inside. And then there's a small battery that goes in there. And that's really it. And it weighs 11 grams. So less than half an ounce. So it's really lightweight. Doesn't really impact how you're shooting at all. And you can pull it on and off whenever you need to. But people usually tend to use it 90% or 100% of the time when they're shooting, unless they're outside in the rain, because no, it's not weatherproof for some of those Canadian or Northern Michigan winters necessarily. Yeah. But we can always design a case for that too. Yeah. We've put some stuff online, like our plans are online. If you want to design your own mount, if you're one of those people who like to 3D print and tinker with stuff that way, We also have the custom wraps that I think I sent you guys a couple too that you can try that are just stickers that can make it kind of blend in or stand out, whatever you want to do with your bow. Some people like, you know, the matte black, all black bow. Some people like really funky colors. And so we want people to play with it and explore and have fun with it and do whatever they want to do with it, which I know sounds really open-ended, but that's kind of the approach we're taking from the tech side.
What's the price point on it?
So it retails for $140 US.
Okay.
We sell online, we sell through Lancaster. We'd love to get it into a lot of the shops in the States. Right now it's been hard to get a hold of them, and then when we do, they kind of laugh because they're like, we're just trying to keep up with demand right now. They're not looking to necessarily add all this stuff in, but I think
it might as well.
Right now,
easy
right
money.
Now it's a great, yeah, it's a, it's a great add-on, right? When you're spending,
heck yeah,
I don't know, what did you spend on your last bow, Dave?
I don't buy bows, but if I did,
if you did
$1,200,
it'd be about $1,200 to $1,400.
So this is kind of like an add-on, and
this
then
is a good time for them to
something.
Buy these things from you guys, honestly.
Exactly.
It's the right time, actually.
Yeah.
Because people are buying everything off the shelf. So it's
our bows are getting sold. We can't even review anything anymore.
Yeah, we don't even get
Well, you can review this.
This is the first year I've gone to another season with the same bow.
Yeah, it's first year to 11 years because all the bows we're supposed to get are on back order because they can't get them to us and fast enough because they're selling them all. And I said, go ahead, sell them. It's fine. I can live with this for a while. Yeah. But let's not do this in October. I mean, it's a different game here.
I'm going to say, you're going to get them all at once later.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's going to be a shit show. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I'll start showing up in reviews and all this stuff. So tell us about the company behind the scenes. Obviously, you know, you guys are from Canada. I could tell when you said about time, and I caught you on that a long time ago, but I did already know you're from Canada, but I saw it online, but I caught you on the about. And, but you know, I was just wondering, so let's hear about the company itself. Is it something where you guys are going to do other stuff coming up, or is this just going to be the only product, or, you know, all that?
Yeah. So, my background's in tech, and my business partner, Joe, his background is in tech. Since the early 2000s, like, we were building BlackBerry smartphones right from the start and kind of built up our careers there. And then in the last, I would say, 5 years-ish, we've been helping other people build tech products, mostly high-tech electronics, a lot of them wireless electronics. And we've actually been focused mostly on helping people build tech products and solutions in non-technical industries. So people who think that they can't build something because it just sounds way too complex, but it's not actually that hard when you have the right skills. So we were playing around. I mean, we've done some products in agriculture tech, like ag tech stuff. We've done trucking logistics, things like that, warehousing, manufacturing. So we actually got connected to a guy named George Wagner, who ran the bow shop here in Waterloo, Ontario, where we are, for 35 years. And it's one of the most successful Canadian bow shops, I would say. And he had been playing with this idea of the digital shot counter for a while and trying to figure out how to make it work. And he wanted to get our opinion. And we were like, okay, cool, let's take a look. And we just started building it up. But for anyone who knows anything about, you know, products and electronics and stuff, the stuff that you needed to do the shot counting, you can't build it. He wanted to build it and, you know, sell it for $20 on the counter. It's sort of a last minute thing.
Yeah.
And you couldn't build it cheap enough to be able to retail it for that. So we said, okay, you know, what else could we do with it? And we started just playing with ideas. And as soon as we started playing with ideas, all of a sudden people are starting to get curious. What are we doing sitting at the range? We've got, you know, a wire coming from our bow to a laptop. And we ended up building up a few prototypes. I've got some here, but, you know, when they started, I would call them small-ish, but they're still really clunky for a bow. And so we started just kind of playing with it and building it up. And then we got to a point where we're like, I think we got something here. And the idea of the consistency feedback that we call PSI, it's just sort of our own name for it, to keep it simple, but give a number. And it can be used for so many different things, whether it's, you know, if you're looking at changing your setup and you want to know which one might give you tighter groupings of PSI numbers, you can do that. And then you can see maybe this stabilizer gives you better results than this other one. And it's personalized to you. It's learning about you over time. So we ended up getting, I think we ran sort of a product beta, which is a bunch of testers just trying it out and playing with it. We ended up getting over 100 people, mostly from Canada, but a few in the States as well, who were just playing with it and gathering shot data for us so that we could start really building up some of these features and saying, okay, let's figure this stuff out. Let's get this all tuned in and this size stuff and the consistency feedback. And then we're storing the raw data for all the shots that we can, so that we can add more features and like we could do crazy charts and sort of the really deep dive technical stuff if we want to. And there's really no limit to where it can go. So yeah, we've got this whole company. It's got its own dev team. It's got its own group of people working on it. And we're constantly bringing new stuff to market, mostly right now with the software, because it's really easy to add new features into the app over time. And it doesn't really cost us anything to just toss that out there for folks. And then long term, we want to see what people think, what they want to do with it. Our open platform, we've got people developing a bunch of different ideas with it. Like some of them are, can we take the raw data and literally draw a picture of what it looks like when you shoot so you can see what you're doing wrong or right? Can we start taking all the shot data we have and doing like these big tech words like machine learning and analytics and start giving you feedback and say, hey, if you do this, you'll be able to get better, more consistent results. Can it help people train and coach others remotely or in person? Absolutely. There is no limit to where we can take it. It's all about what do people want it to do and what do they want to know from their bow? Because it's objective information, right? It's not your gut feel on how that shot went. It gives you something solid that's not going to be biased based on what you're thinking that day.
Yeah, I think a, you know, cool. Like a torque too. Like, you know, if you're torquing the bow, that'd be a big one, I think.
Yeah, angles are in the app right now. You can see it. Angles at the time of the shot. But now we can also live stream angles. So as you're going, you can kind of see where it goes.
Wow. Can it tell me when I slap my trigger?
Oh, probably.
I'll make it easy for you every single time.
I was going to say, I'm a puncher too. Yeah. But if you're consistent with it, then you'll get good results.
It's just not good for YouTube comments.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You got to give them something to talk about, though, don't you?
Exactly. I see this being a very big hit for target archers, to be honest. Like, I can see this becoming a norm for them.
Yeah.
There's so many of them too, the Vegas shoots and all that. Like, I feel like Lancaster's a great spot to be with this because there's so many target archers that use their stuff, and obviously they have their own shoot. Yeah. But I feel like this is great for hunters if they are willing to get into this and jump into it, for sure.
Right.
But I do see this being your number one target's probably target archers, because they're most likely the type of people that want to know all this data every
time. Right. Just think better. you could be a target archer and you're, you know, getting thirds and fourths and you're missing something, and maybe this thing picks it up.
Yeah. And so there's a
pretty big difference in checks.
There's so
it's worth
it
the money.
Is. Yeah. For some of it, it's a check or no check thing. So, so target archers, it is really obvious that they'd grab onto it. We've built up an ambassador program. We have about 85 ambassadors right now around the world because we can't really travel and go anywhere and show it off. So we've got ambassadors who, you know the ins and outs of the product and can help show it off to other people. But I would say about a third of them are bow hunters too. And people love to use it for hunting. I mean, up here in Canada, we've got like one of our partners is Amanda Lynn Mayhew. I don't know if you guys know Amanda Lynn. She's got one of the number one shows here in Canada on the Sportsman Channel. But, you know, she uses it. She's practicing in different positions and seeing what her consistency is in different positions and setups. So like kneeling or standing or up in a tree stand or however it is that you're going to be actually out in the hunt. And then a lot of hunters use it just to make sure that their numbers look right when they do their warm-up shots before they head out, because you don't want to get out there and then something's happened on your bow in the back of the truck on your way to the hunt. And then you don't know it until you're about to take that one shot that you need to hit, right? Yeah. So my numbers, I mean, I shoot a hunting compound. I'm not a hunter myself, but my numbers, I had one day where a screw popped off my cam and I didn't notice at all. But I took a shot and my sign number just bounced way high. And I knew immediately, I'm like, something's wrong. I don't know what, because I'm not I'm still kind of a novice archer. I'm not really deep into it. I'm like, I don't know what. And I walked into the shop and I said, something's wrong. He said, how do you know? I'm like, because my numbers are off. And that's the only way I would have known. Other than that, I wouldn't have figured it out probably for a while. And
yeah,
so
that's a good point.
It can give you sort of this peace of mind that things are going right because you get to know your numbers and it just gives you that comfort that things are okay on your bow. And then if you change your setup, you can, you know, work on tuning it back in and seeing if that change really helped or hurt. So there's a lot of different things you can do with Bowdometer. And it's really, again, it's up to you and how you want to use it. And we're trying to keep it flexible and open for people because there's so much potential in the future. And I'm just excited to see what people do with it. The target archers, for sure, all they want is charts and graphs and every single detail about every single movement, which
gotta
we
make
do
that
have.
Money.
Yeah. But hunters, I think there's a real use case here for people tracking their equipment and even just knowing when they've been shooting and maybe stay motivated. I mean, a lot of it is just about challenging yourself or, you know, staying motivated by competing with others to say, oh, when was the last time I shot? And you might think, oh, it was 2 weeks ago. And then you look back, you're like, oh, you know, it was 2 months ago and I should dust off my bow and give her some love if you can.
Yeah. Now you mentioned Excalibur. So does this work on crossbows as well?
It does. Yep. Very cool. You know, for a lot of people, I think making sure you know how many shots you fire from your crossbow is important for maintenance and just making sure that, you know, the strings aren't going to snap and things like that. So it does work on that. Excalibur actually had it on one of our early products, just testing it out. They did their product cycling where they're taking thousands of shots on their crossbow. And it was on there and it stayed on and it worked. And, you know, I was kind of like this the first time they shot with it. And I'm going, okay, I know that we built it to spec for this, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I was pretty happy when it worked out.
You might have to find a different company because I think you can throw an Excalibur off a cliff and still shoot it.
Yeah, definitely not. So now this is not a trick question, but just more of a test in your wit here.
Okay.
You know the other Canadian bow company?
The other Canadian bow company?
There's only two I'm aware of. Excalibur is one of them.
Compound.
This one's a compound company.
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh, Canada. You look, APA Archery.
Okay. Where are they based?
I believe Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great people. And that'd be a good one for you guys to talk to because they're in your country and you could easily, you know, probably work with them a little bit. At least get them some stuff to play with. But they would be good because doing the compounds, they use a solid limb bow. And so a lot of the bows now are split limb. So I think with APA, it'd be a good test to see the difference between the solid limb hunting bow. And they have like really powerful bows.
Yeah, they're pretty fast.
Like they're shooting for like 370 type numbers. So that would be a good one to have it on because I think a person shooting that bow will want to know if they're getting vibrations or anything's out of whack because it's so much power in such a small frame. But
absolutely. And that's one of the cool things about size. You can use it to have some companies, you know, prove it when they're making claims too, right? And,
Correct. And
it gives sort of the power back to the customers a little bit to be able to have a way to measure something and actually see if what people are saying is true, as long as you're kind of holding everything else constant. So when you're doing that, I will give a warning. So we have two different shooting modes that you can choose from if you use the app on your bowdometer. One's called classic mode and one's called level mode. People get really confused sometimes as to which does which. But the idea of classic mode is if you're comparing things or you want to hold everything else constant, use classic mode. You're just going to get a number and all it's doing is comparing it to your bow setup, which is how you teach bowdometer what a shot looks like when you're shooting your bow. Mm-hmm. And that gives you a consistency number called psi every time you shoot. If you move into level mode, this is when you're really trying to challenge yourself and get those good arrows in. You use level mode. What it's doing is it's actually looking at your shot history over time. And the more consistent you get, the harder it makes it for you to get a tight grouping. So it's really like a challenge mode and people have to really focus. Like our Olympic athletes are level 8, which is the highest level most of the time, but you can drop right back down if you have a bad day and you have to work your way back up. So level mode is like really challenging for people. If you're trying to use it to gauge what's going on with your equipment or test out or compare things, you use classic mode. Or if you just want to kind of have fun and just roll with it, use classic mode. Level mode is like, it gets really hard. Like the tiniest movement that you do differently is going to show up in your numbers and cause a huge swing in your numbers when you're at high levels in shooting. But it's great for bragging rights.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think, Noboom, there's probably some ways we can use this for Test Lab for our comparison sure. videos, because we try to compare all the bows because we get them from each company each year, and it'd be nice to compare some of those things that maybe yeah. we can figure out different ways to use it to help with vibration or different stuff to understand who's got what number and put a number to it. Because I yeah. think people love to actually see statistics and actual yeah. numbers that are what we're getting, because it's different than the manufacturer, and they want to see it from someone else, not the manufacturer. So it's
exactly
very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So very there's cool. lots of stuff you can do there. Like you can build charts and graphs, and we can talk about that once you've tried it a little bit, and what it would take to be able to unlock some of these things that we already have, we just don't have in the app, because again, we're trying to be simple and actionable for people, not yep. really complex. And you have to stare at your screen after every shot and try to figure out what the hell you're looking at. I call it a companion, right? It's there, and it's just always there and listening and giving you feedback. And so there's lots that we could probably unlock for your test lab using our open
yeah,
platform.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
That can let you run through and give you maybe some cool custom bow hunter yep. planet analytics.
Heck yeah, love to see yeah. that. If you're a pro shop listening to this, you definitely need to get this club pack, because this thing yeah. is so small. It's just like one box that goes on your table. It's so easy to yeah. have customers be able to pick one up. And I do think for pro shops listening to the podcast that like this is a no-brainer to me, because this product, you're going to sell these. I mean, if you put this on a bow and like a sample one or something and set it out and people understand that they can track these things, I think you're, and especially nowadays, to be honest, I mean, literally, and I hate to say this, but what's another $140? I mean, you're going in there with, you're buying a bow. The bow is $1,100 in most cases. If you're buying a sight, it's like literally $200 to $400 for a sight. I mean, people, I don't think are going to look at this in that way. I think they're just going to get a package deal and walk out.
Yeah.
So, just my yeah. thoughts, but
they man, might not even know that you tossed it in there.
No. Yeah. Here's a
when I was
deal.
Buying my bow, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Just tell me what I need, right? Oh, and for the pro shops, I think as well, what's really interesting with this stuff is, yeah, add it on easily, but we've built this product. We've been building tech products for 20 years. So we've built this product to be affordable and so that people can actually sell it at their shop and make money from it. We're not talking really yeah. thin margins, you know, so come chat with us if you want to get your hands on it, or go to Lancaster if you are in North America. They're sort of our main distributor here. And yeah, we've built it so that people can make money off of it, because that's kind of the point. If we're helping yeah. the industry, then the industry is growing and we can keep people engaged who are just new into it and keep them motivated to shoot, then they're going to keep coming back to the store. When you're at the store, say, you know, come back every 5,000 shots, just like a car odometer and an oil change. Say exactly. after 5,000 shots, come back in. And when they come back in, guaranteed, they're going to look around and they're yep. going to see what else you've got and repeat business and service. That's something that online shops can't offer. And that's yeah. something that you need, like the brick and mortar shops. You want to be able to give that unparalleled service without worrying about people just going online and undercutting on the price. And we've actually had people do that already, and we've done our best to squash it. Yeah. So we are trying to make this a product that can be sold at the retail level that people can make money on and also add value to their customers and help service their customers. And yeah. that's really what it's all about in this industry, right? And the brick and mortar shops, I know a lot of industries are trying to say brick and mortar should die. I don't think that at all. We sell ours on, yeah, we sell ours online, but we kind of were forced to. We weren't planning to do that. But then COVID hit and all the shops were shut down or didn't know what yeah. was happening, and no one's going to explore, hey, let's yeah. put something new in our shop. So we went online, but it's not what we want to be doing long term. We want this to be going to the shops and people see it at a range, say, what the hell is that? And then they walk into the shop and they buy one because yeah. someone just sold it for them, basically.
Yeah.
It's the easiest sell you can have, especially when so many shops here have ranges attached. So
yeah, everybody's got a smartphone, everybody's got apps. Yep. And then the other thing is that I totally picked up what you said about if someone's at the, you know, they're coming back to the range to shoot and use that product, and then they're going to look around and buy more stuff. Well, in this scenario, it actually is a more of a benefit to the pro shop, because they might say, like, my consistency sucks, I need to change my arrows, or I need to change my stabilizer, I'm going to try a different sight, maybe I'll need a different bow. I mean, honestly, it literally leads to, like, detailed information for someone to get where they feel they need to be. And if they're not there, they're going to most likely spend more money to try to get there and fine tune themselves. So yeah, I definitely think it's a no-brainer, really, in the sense of getting in pro shops and all that. But you know, the other thing is, I think what you find some resistance on from any pro shops that I've seen over the years is that they don't understand it. Maybe that's number one generally. Like, they
hard to sell if they don't get it.
Correct. Yep. And it's not just that, it's just that they don't want the consumer to come back and say, I don't get this, how does this work, I don't, you know, then they have to explain something they don't understand. So I think that's the number one issue you run into with the general pro shops. Now, I would say this to the pro shops: if Lancaster's got it, don't fall behind, because they're a big boy, and you don't want to, if they got it, you're literally falling behind already that you don't have it. So that's just my two cents. try to get engaged and active in the industry. And this is something new that, in my opinion, is going to really, really help a lot of people.
Thank you. Cool. I will also say that on the support side, I mean, we are super active on social media. When we get support emails, we are helping people out. We're creating content to explain things, because we know it will be hard for some people to sell it and feel that pressure of, now I'm going to have to be able to support people. And we're here for you guys. I know that sounds cheesy, but it's, you know, we're not that manufacturer who once it leaves, that's it, and we're walking away. We're here, and we're helping, because the more people get it, get on board and love it, I think the better it just enhances the industry. And everybody wins. So it's more like a partnership for us. We've got a warranty, we've got all that kind of stuff in place, but really, I don't want people to be hesitant to sell it because of support issues, because we're here for you. We got it. Don't worry.
You guys coming to ATA next year?
We're signed up, but we were at ATA 2020 in a teeny tiny booth. Okay. So I was joking when you guys were talking about ATA and doing a scavenger hunt. I said, hey, you could probably come into our booth, and it would be hard to find.
Somebody just posted something. It looks like Kentucky's good to go. So it looks like maybe it'll happen.
Oh, is that where it's going to be, Kentucky?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a good venue. Kentucky this year. So yeah, we're signed up. We hope to be there. We hope to have a shooting lane to, you know, sort of show it off for people who want to play with it and try it. And the nice thing with Bodometer, again, from a shop's perspective even, is it gets very personal to a person. So it's not that kind of gadget where people just buy one and, you know, 10 people share it, because you want it to count all of your shots all the time.
Yeah.
And so that you can compete with other people. And I think that's good, because then it's one of those things that if your friend has it, you want it.
And then
your friends have to have it. And then again, the selling kind of does itself, right?
Yeah. Marianne, thank you so much for joining us. Bodometer, check it out. Bodometer.com. It says shop Bodometer. That's why I got it the wrong page up.
Yeah.
I'll link it below, guys. So check that out when you guys get a minute. We appreciate your time and coming on to chat with us about this. And I will see you online. I'm sure we'll see each other on TikTok as usual.
Absolutely.
and the other venues. And hey, maybe later in the year we could do a live feed or something to do a giveaway or something fun.
That would be great.
That could be cool. So thanks a lot. Know. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.